As the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, look at the price like this. The Pasuk says, L'toytofos, L'toytofos, L'toytofos. That two of them was without a Vav, one was with a Vav. So it's like two singles and one plural. Is the right kind of dalet, as if to say you have to have four. So Rashi says, Mikan shekos of dalet parshiyos, the dalet vatim. That koponim on the tefillin sharosh, that we have four different vatim, four different departments, each one has a separate parsha. Is the Dibur Rabbi Shmuel, these are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, and it's Sarach, I don't need this type of a limud. But rather the word Toitzofos itself, Tat, the first test, the Kasvishtaim, in Oysa Mokum, in this Mokum Akasvi, two is called a Tat, versus the Oysa Mokum Korolishtaim Tat. So from the word Tat alone, we know it means two. And then it says Toitzofos, Pafois, the Afrikashtaim. In Africa, the word fast also means two. That's how we learn that the tefillin has to have four batim, four departments to it. Now, turn about what about this in the braisa. Yochai would have thought to say, Yikosvam al dalad urus. You should write the tefillin on four separate parchments. Four dalad urus, v'yanichan the dalad batim, and you should put each one into four different departments. The dalad urus, that each one, the batim, has to be made like from a separate ore. Each bias is made from its own parchment. Talmud, this we say, no, the Pasuk says, Uluzikoran ben anecho, that even the tefillin shall rush, ben anecho should be zikoran echo de matlecho, should be one zikoran. One it should be on the tefillin shall rush. The loy days with gimel zikoranis are not two or three or four zikoranis. First and four cases has a kaloris, true in parashias, sim and tell different dimens, sim have to be made from ore. It's one long piece of skin that you fold over four times that comes in. That's called Tornech Or. But the Imkos from the Yor Echod, let's say you write the Tfilin Sharosh even on one long piece of parchment. The Nichem Adalad Vatim means there's a space in between each parsha, and you can fold it over and put each parsha into a separate bias. Yotza, then the Yevid, you would be Yotza. Even though Lechadchila, the Tfilin Sharosh, should have four separate parshias, four separate pieces of parchment, but the Yevid, even though the parchments are attached, as long as you can fold over and put each one into its own bias, you'd be Yotza. So this it says, though, V'tzorah she'erevach v'neim. Parshim is, there has to be space now. In such a parshias, if they're written on one piece of parchment, there has to be space in between them. So Rashi learns, v'neim means, B'toich adalat batim she'or v'echod. That the batim itself, there has to be space a little bit between one bias and the next bias. Divrei Rebbe, those are the words of Rebbe. No, ain't it tzorach? You don't have to have any space in between one bias and another bias. The Gemara should be like squashed together. The four batim could be like close one next to another. You do not have to have space in between one bias and the next bias. But for Shoven, they both agree. Shemaisn and Chut, you have to put a string. Oy Meshicho, Ben Kol Achas V'Achas. Rashi says it means Ben Kol Bias V'Bias. That's the way the batim makes the tefillin, that inside the batim there's a piece of string, and somehow that string is supposed to tie, that's supposed to be extended to use the gidim to tie the tefillin up with it. Rakoponim, when you make the batim, it's supposed to be that there's a string, part of the gidim, going across one bias and another bias. Now, push this mashmi, you have to have this. Well, the same sheet has learned that this halach of the chut going through is only in this case of the Gemara, where the parshas were written on one cloth. So then, even though you can fold it over each one separately, still you have to have a piece of string going across it, a piece of gidim. But a normal case of tefillin shel rosh, that you have four separate pieces of parchment, then they hold you do not have to have this chut shel mashicha going across from one bias to another bias. But kopon l'chidu, there's a hiddur in any pair of tefillin to have this chut, this meshicha, the string, this piece of gidim going across one parsha to the next, one bias to the next bias, like separating the batim. Now it says another lach of the Gemara, v'yemein charitza nika psulais. Charitza means on the outside of the tefillin shall rush, there's like scratches down to show exactly where the batim are. So the scratches have to come all the way down to the bottom of the bias. Has been nikah like clearly from the outside that you can see clearly it looks like four separate batim. Otherwise it's psula. It's just smooth on the outside. Even though it's like one or on the outside, still it will be psula. It has to be nicker from the outside that it's four batim inside. Tana rabbon, what about this nebraisa? Kesat kaisen, how do you write tefillin? Tefillin shel yad is kais valor echod. You write all four parshiyos on one big piece of parchment, and you put it into the bayis as one bayis by the shel yad. Let's say you made it though in four pieces of parchment, and you put all four of them into one bayis, is also yotza. But the sarach ladavik, you have to like glue, attach them together, the four pieces of parchment. Shinemar, the pasuk says, v'hoyu l'chol yois al yodachot, should be on your hand for nice. That means, kishen, shoysachas m'vachutz, just like on the outside, it's only one bayis, is kach oysachas m'vachnin, the same way the pashis inside have to be attached, even though it could be written on four separate parchments, they have to be dovek attached together. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. We have Yesiyam and Ayin Atzorach, you do not have to attach the parchments together inside. As long as the outside bias is one bias, it's kosher. The Chachilah and Nachnami, we write the Shalyad on one big piece of parchment. But the Ev is written on four separate pieces. Even though the pieces are not attached together, still it's kosher. As long as it's in one bias. The Omer Rabbi Yesiyam says, Umoydun li Rabbi Yehuda, who agrees to me? Umoydun Rabbi Yehuda, the Rebbe, Shemein lo tefillin shoyad, a person does not have tefillin shoyad. V'yesh lo shtei tefillin shorosh, but he has two tefillin shorosh. So what should he do? The shorosh, the way it is possible for shoyad, because it's four different batim. It's not lois achas. It's not one lois ayotcha. So what do you have to do? Shetoyle or al achas mehen. Put a piece of parchment like, a piece of bias like around the whole bias. As if to say now, it's all one big bias inside. Or Menicha, you can put that on the shel yad, that's kosher. So at Gemara Moedah, what do you mean to say is Moedah of Yehuda? The Kurhain of Tzuktayah, that he holds no, that the shel yad cannot be on four separate pieces of parchment. It has to be on one piece, and even if they're four, you have to glue them together. But if you're not dovig, he holds it's possible. So what do you mean to say here will be Moedah in the case you take a tefillin shel rosh, and just put an or a piece of skin around it, so true, you make it like one big bias, but still the parshis inside are separated. So my Rabbi says like this, Midvorev Sharab Yosi Choza Boy Rab Yehuda. He meant to say that if Yehuda was Chazer and Echaname and his Moedah to Rab Yosi at the Tfilin Shayad, the Parsha did not have to be attached. For the Ma'ani, it's not that way. For Sholach Rab Chanina Mishmed Rab Yechanon Tfilin Shayad, Tfilin Shayad, Oysen Oysen Sharosh. You could change over Tfilin Shayad and make it into Tfilin Sharosh. But the opposite way, no, but Sharosh, if you have a pair of Tfilin Sharosh, Ein ois nois in shayad, you can't make it down to tefillin shayad. But for Yishay Meridim, Udusha Chamur, Udusha Kala. The tefillin shorosh has more kedusha. It's four separate parshiyos. It has the shin on the tefillin shorosh on the outside of the bayis. It has the dalar on the shorosh. So therefore it has more kedusha. So you cannot change the tefillin shorosh to be used for tefillin shayad. And there we just said he could put an orb around it and use the shorosh for shayad. It says here, Ein Meridim. One is a new pair of film he never used yet. So it doesn't have the kedusha of a shel rosh yet. Therefore, he could change it not to use it for a shel yad. But the atik, an old pair that was already used, it has kedusha, you cannot be murdered if you use it for a shel yad. But there must still leman diyom as money milsi. If you know that, if you set aside something for a purpose that has its kedusha right now, even before you use it, so who are the film and shel rosh, you made it to be used for shel rosh. So it should have the kedusha shel rosh, you can't bring it down to be used for shel yad. So how could you say before, just put a piece of parchment around it? So Mora says, the case is, Tiyasna layam ikara. Elechatchilu, when you made the shel rosh, you made it tonight, that before you're using it for shel rosh, if you want to change it and use it for the shel yad, you're allowed to. So tonight helps, even though hazmon and milsim, if you make it tonight, it'd be kosher. So Rabban, says the pshat, that you could take a tefillin shel rosh, and put one piece of parchment around it. Now it's like one big bayis. And that's called Zikara Nechor, according to Rabbi Yosi, that's Kosher Tefillin Shoyad. And he holds that Rabbi Yehuda was Chazen and also holds like him. Torah Rabban, what's the price of this? Keset Sidron. What's the Seder, how you write the four parshis on the Tefillin? Or in Sharosh, how you put them in the separate parshis, or Shoyad, they're all written together, but how's the Seder, how you write the four parshis? So the Mar, the price says, Kaddishli is the first parsha, then Voyiki Aviyach, or the second, Yemin on the right side. Then Shema, Voyim, Shema, Yem, on the left side. And Rashi Sheet, there is a mean straight. Kaddish, Voyim, Kivicho, then Shema, then Voyim, Shemaya. Voyim, Shemaya is on the left side, the outer side. For the more of a time, you learn Ibcha the opposite way around, that Kaddish Li is on the left side and Shema is on the right side. Or Rabbi Lekasha, Kam Yemino Shakoro, Kam Yemino Shomaniach, Makoro Korek Asidron. Depends who you're talking about. If you're talking about the person that's wearing the tefillin himself, as far as he's concerned, on top of him, the right side is Kaddish. We're looking upon somebody else looking at you wearing the tefillin. When the other person looks at you, he looks at the opposite side. So by him, his right then is to yours left, which according to him, it's Voyim Shemaya, Shema, Voyekviyecha, and Kaddish. This is the way Rashi learns. This is called Rashi's tefillin. That you have the Seder of Kaddish, Voyekviyecha, Shema, Voyim Shemaya. Tosef is Adra, Ben Atam, she does not like this. Tosef says, the Gemara says, that Kaddish Li Voyekviyecha Yemin is on the right side, it's Kaddish and Voyekviyecha. And it says, Shema, Voyim Shemaya, Mismoyo, means on the left side, you start first with Shema, and then Voyim Shemaya. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the two opposites is, on the right side is Kaddish, on the left side is Tefillin, should be Shema. We are holding the bottom Gemara on the Aflam Adalram Adbeis, the bottom two dots, that Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav, Hechlef Pashiyoy Seo Psulas, the four Pashiyas in the Tefillin show Rosh, that we just got finished saying, the Seder was, that according to Rashi, it has to be Kaddish Li, then Voyekiviyacho, then Shema, then Voyim Shemoya. That's the Seder, the way the Pashiyas are supposed to be put into the Tefillin show Rosh. Who would then ask to say that's supposed to be written in the Tefillin Shel Yad? So Rav Chananel says that Hechlif, if they changed around this Seder, so Psulis, then the Tefillin is Posel. So in other words, according to Rashi, Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam is Posel, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, Tefillin the Rashi is Posel. Because they have a different Seder, how you put the Parshios into the Tefillin that we had before, that according to Rashi, that's the Seder, that on the right side it's Kaddish, on the left side it's Voyim Shemoya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no, on the left side all the way it's Shema, and then one in is Voyim Shemaya. Voyim Shemaya is the third, and the fourth one is Shema. So the kids say, Yehechlef, it's Psula. Psulas, Amar Abaye, Abaye said like this, Loya Marund, when do we say we change around the parashas that it's possible?